Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, denizens around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet, coast to coast, via satellite on the USA Radio Network. Okay, so greetings and welcome to Hour 2. So, Bob, you got one?
Yeah, article by Zach Whitaker over at TechCrunch. All Google right. says geofence warrants make up one quarter of all U.S. demands. For the first time, Google has published the number of geofence warrants it's historically received from U.S. authorities, providing a rare glimpse into how frequently these controversial warrants are issued. The figures published Thursday revealed that Google has received thousands of geofence warrants each quarter since 2018, and at times accounted for about one quarter of all U.S. warrants that Google receives. The data shows that the vast majority of geofence warrants are obtained by local and state authorities, with federal law enforcement accounting for just 4% of all geofence warrants served on the technology giant, according to the data. Google received 982 geofence warrants in 2018, 8,000, so it goes from 982 to 8,000 in 2019, 8,396. Now in 2020, it was 11,554, and that's kind of a surprise when you have all the COVID going on in 2024.
Yeah.
But the figures only provide a small glimpse into the volume of warrants received and did not break down how often it pushes back on overly broad requests. When reached, Google spokesman, we vigorously protect the privacy of our users while supporting the important work of law enforcement. We developed a process specifically for these requests that is designed to honor our legal obligations while narrowing the scope of data disclosed. Geofence warrants are unconstitutionally broad and invasive, and we look forward to the day they are outlawed, said Khan, which Albert Fox Khan is the executive director of Surveillance Technology Oversight Project. It's called STOP. That's the acronym, STOP.
Okay.
Which led to efforts. Geofence warrants are also well known as reverse location warrants, since they seek to identify people of interest who were in the near vicinity at the time a crime was committed. So basically they say, okay, we want to know everybody, all their phones that were in this area at this particular time. So it's pretty much of a very broad initiative that they're doing. And, you know, are these warrants really, it does come down to, are these warrants really reviewed by a judge, because everything's supposed to be under judicial review. Really,
right.
When it gets down to it, it's a judicial initiation. The if we go back to our Fourth Amendment, which we referenced several times last week.
That explains why I keep seeing it coming up in the computer.
Yeah. So we referenced it several times last week, the Fourth Amendment, and that is you need to have probable cause and issue a warrant. So
right.
I guess they did have a crime committed, but you know, do they get to go in and just, you know, throw a blanket over everybody in the area? That seems excessive.
Well, and that's also to the thing we talked about was a couple of weeks ago, where Tim Cook is going to start going through everybody's clouds looking for child porn.
Right.
But it's like, well, wait a minute. If I don't have child porn, what gives you the right to go in there? And, you know, Mr. Oh, we believe in security and privacy and all of this, but yet you're going to be running around looking for child porn and God knows what else in my cloud.
Well, I mean, the issue always comes down to it's like gateway legislation or gateway. It's a gateway,
well, gateway
that they use.
The gateway's been dead for years, man. We don't use their legislation. That cow died years ago.
No. But they use it's a gateway intrusion, I guess, into a person's phone, and then they'll use that as the starter. And then they go, you know what the words they use after that? They'll say, well, you have no expectation of privacy on your phone.
I thought you were going to say because it's for the children.
No, well, that too. But the point is that they use this. They'll always find something to say we have to stamp out A, B, or C. Yeah. And I understand their intentions are in the right place, but there's also the whole thing of our Constitution basically says you need to be free. And there's another thing, you know, a point in law that we have here that you are innocent until proven guilty. And some of these initiatives where they're searching people's phones just out of a matter of course, let's just search everybody's phones. Well, that's not innocent and proven guilty. They're going through your phone and searching it. And when you're doing something like that, it gets back to the whole Fourth Amendment, where you're supposed to have a reasonable probable cause to decide that someone's phone needs to be searched.
One of the things,
and same thing with these geofence, these geofenced warrants here, is they're just throwing a big, huge area, and they say, at this particular time, there was a crime committed. Everybody is suspect, and they get all of the data, and they want to know everybody's name that was in the area at that time.
You remember? I think it was last year during COVID. They were talking about having these programs put on our phones, where they could see who has COVID, and if you're within 6 feet or more of a person, that would sound an alarm or whatever to tell you, hey, you're an infected person or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, everybody coming glued in the States, oh, how dare you put this on my phone. Well, I've been watching Sky Australia from the Roku.
Yeah, I've
watching
been seeing
it
that
live,
too, yeah.
And they got military now running around.
Oh, my gosh.
And on top of that, they showed this thing about somebody, they have the software there. And then they have a little QR code that you're supposed to go up to and take a picture of, which will load the software in your phone so they can keep track of you and see if you're near somebody that's infected or, hey, you guys need to spread out. You're too close. And they're using it over there without blinking an eye.
You know, I was watching some video from there, and they're really cracking down. I mean, not cracking down. They're really surveilling people extensively.
Short of using a billy club and dragging you into a paddy wagon, they're cracking down.
It's like, well, I don't want to say it that way because it sounds like what they're doing is they're actually surveilling you. It's like they're with you all the time now.
And they will come get you all the time.
They're showing, you know, it's a very... it's a very scary concept.
And I know that there are laws here that are supposedly supposed to keep that from happening here, where they don't have a constitution and all that like we do, so they're able to pull that off. But a lot of people are watching this on Facebook and stuff and going, that crap could be coming here.
Well, and
they'll figure a way to usurp stuff to make it happen.
They do it all. You know, they use Google, Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, well, these guys are doing it, and to pull in all that data, it's very difficult to see. You know, they always go down the road now of, oh, it's a private company. We can't control it. Yes, you can. And when it gets down to what the Constitution says, it's, you know, they're not supposed to use these companies by extension the way they do.
Now, if you don't have, you have to pay, I think I pay like $4.99 a month for Sky Australia. Which, let me tell you, and everything has been worth every penny. Mm-hmm. I get to see so much stuff over there that YouTube is not letting me see. And then Sky Australia was putting all of this stuff up. So that way, if you're not paying for it, you can go to YouTube and watch it. Uh-huh. I mean, it's after the fact, but you get a gist of what's going on. Now, YouTube has blocked Sky Australia.
That makes sense, because I started looking today on YouTube, and I started typing in certain, you know, this Alan Jones, not Alex Jones, but Alan Jones.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's got his own little show. So, man, he's a pistol, that one.
So yeah, he's been
ripping into Biden and COVID and everything.
And
they've been blocking him.
Yeah, some of the things that he says are very. I listened to it, going, wow. You know, he's very bold. He's very
does not pull punches.
He does not pull punches. And but everything he's saying, I'm like listening to it going, wow, you know, he's not, I don't think he's going too far. He's just really stating the point.
You see the video that
some of the oversteps that have occurred.
Greta Thunberg give that.
I saw that
yeah,
one.
And he had commentary after that. That's what launched him into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
Called her all sorts of little names, some I can't even say on the air.
He did it.
But he was right on point.
Yeah, he did it in such a way that he was on point, at least I thought. And it wasn't like he was just... He was basically saying that, you know, there's so much that everybody has now, and are you guys giving up your cell phones? Are you guys giving up this? Are you giving up that in order to, you know, rein in this global warming?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that he said that launched. And it was like, wow, you know, are you are they dropping you off at or
running air conditioners?
He listed a lot of things. And it was, frankly, it was very good commentary.
My favorite was he went after about the boats. Oh, you come over here on a boat. And you're talking about global warming and everything, but everything on a boat's made out of petroleum. Wow. Seeing a picture on Facebook has arrows pointing at the fiberglass and everything on the boat that's made out of petroleum.
So, I had noticed, like I said, I did some searches, and I noticed things weren't coming up. I'm like going, gee, where did the Sky News stuff go?
Yeah.
So, and I did not know that they'd blocked it.
Yep, they've been blocking
it. So it makes sense now. Now, see, thank you for putting a nice little bow around it.
Now, I've got friends that are in Australia,
uh-huh.
and I love them dearly because they're always taking pictures. And a lot of them are younger. They go to a lot of parties and stuff, and especially in the summer, they're hanging around doing yoga on the beach in bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the time, they're going to these high-end restaurant openings and things and cocktail parties. And I get to see all of what's going on.
Right.
But now, because they're in lockdown, they're just posting stuff from a year or two before. Like, one of them went to California one time a couple years ago. Said, boy, I wish it was back there. And they're just running repeats because uh-huh. they can't go anywhere. It's sad, but it's true.
So, I don't know. All the things that are going on right now with all the different... things that are getting monitored, and you've got Australia going crazy over there, and you know, now we're looking at things going on over here as well with all these geofenced warrants that are out there. We're just seeing a lot more onerous behavior against us, you know, just people. I'm just saying, just general people. We're seeing a lot more surveillance. It feels more like the 1984 Big Brother that they talked about.
And they got Australian Karens.
And we're finally looking at it in 2021.
Yep, and they have Australian Karens.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're like Karens, but with Australian accents.
Ah.
Now, they mostly call them Ambers. Boy, Amber, report on you again, did I skip? Yeah, there goes Amber and Karen again. Well, guess better stay in the lockdown, you know, Fosters, otherwise they'll be military at the front door again.
Yeah. Yeah, but... there is good news on the horizon. Guess what? You know how we've got the California laws.
Yeah.
And you had the GDPR over in England. They've got this different stuff going on over there to where they're protecting us from, you know, the cookies. The cookies. You got to watch out for the cookies. The companies are
using
the
cookies. That's why I have the cookie monster.
Hey, the cookies are using the companies are using the cookies. They're bringing that cookie data in. They use the data. California has said no. GDPR said no. China has said no.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, whoa, ooh, they're doing crazy stuff over there.
And worse than the others. It makes you wish that you were having cookies with the others. All right, we'll be right back. You listen to Big Williams Cyberline. McWilliams Cyberline. McWilliams Cyberline. 844 Radio US. 844 Radio US. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com. And of course, facebook.com/cyberlinenet. And the Tweety at Cyberline USA, where Amy Lynn can, our social media Zerino, get you in there from there. So, oh, that's right. You're going to talk about the data protection bill, China. We left off on that. All right, let's go with that
briefly. I mean, I don't
You know, it's going to be briefly. You've got 5 minutes.
So. Well, China passes data protection law. Let's see. It's a story. Natasha Lomas over at TechCrunch. The law called the Personal Information Protection Law, PIPL.
PIPL.
is set to take effect on November 1st.
GDR, whatever the hell it is.
Well, you know, I mean, I'll just read a little bit more into here, but it was proposed last year, signaling an intent by China's communist leaders to crack down on unscrupulous data collection in commercial sphere by putting legal restrictions on user data collection. China's internet regulator takes aim at forced data collection. The new law requires app makers to offer user options over how their information is or isn't used, such as the ability not to be targeted for marketing purposes or to have marketing based on personal characteristics, according to Zhenhua. And that's X-I-N-H-U-A, Zhenhua? Zhenhua?
I think it's Zhenhua.
Okay. Let's see. It also places requirements on data processors to obtain consent from individuals in order to be able to process sensitive types of data such as biometrics, medical and health data, financial information, and location data. So, you know, they're doing basically the same thing that everybody else has done. I don't recall whether the other whether our other laws, I'm sure that they must have a mention in there on biometrics.
Yeah.
But they did specifically mention biometrics in here.
I just find it funny that this is the country that is all up in everybody's stuff. Because, you know, you go over there and start a business and they have to be part of it and be able to get into all your things. And yet they're all upset that people might use the citizens' information. And now they have a law like everybody else. This is so laughable, it's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you have to go to the police department and have a license to be able on the internet.
Right.
Oh, you can only look at certain things with Google, and if they don't comply to us, then they can't play.
Well, you know, they've got over there, they've got the great Chinese firewall.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they've the great wall, but they've got the great, firewall over there.
Yeah.
And they block a lot of things already, or at least they monitor everything that goes through there. So they know a lot about everybody and what they're looking at.
That's what cracks me up about this. It's like, oh, wow, you're upset that we might come in and collect information. But by gum, you do it 24-7, 365 to everything short of the dog and the cat.
Right, and anywhere they can. Yeah, and that was another reason that it was Huawei. You know, they were concerned about Huawei over here.
Yeah, that's
about
why Huawei's not
collection.
Here.
Yeah, but, you know, they've found and in some computers, I don't know about Huawei, I'm just saying that they found chips on motherboards that have come over from there that were like the size of a grain of rice.
That was the problem with Huawei, because it was cheaper to get their routers and stuff to do phone lines versus Cisco and the others.
Mm-hmm.
And so they made them very cheap and go out there. But the problem was they felt that through research and stuff, that there's chips on it that could literally collect data and phone calls and whatever and then send it back to China, and they could use it to their own advantage. And that's why the State Department took them out, and also ZTE.
There's a lot of controlling information. There's a lot of information they gather over there.
Yep.
I mean, it's a master.
They love taking it, but God help you now if you touch their information.
Mastermind.
They got heavy fines, you know, all sorts of slaps on the wrist in China now.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back.